With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living.
Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled Leading a Virtuous Lifestyle in Accord with the Law of Love via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA on July 31st, 2008.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Master, how can Supreme Master TV itself improve in any area so that the programs can communicate better, more efficiently? Master's message? That we need people to switch to the vegetarian diet immediately so as to save the planet.
We are doing okay. It's just that the government and the media should help more. They got to help us to save everybody. I would truly appreciate it if they do. But we are doing our best according to what we can. And our manpower and our financial situation and our time and the time of the planet and the karma of the people. It's not that we don't want to do any more, but there's not much more we can do. And also the planetary bad karma has to be cleansed by the inhabitants, mainly the humans inhabitants, because the animals, they don't do much trouble. That's it. The government and the media has to help to save everybody. That's all I can say. But thank you anyway, and you are doing good, and you are trying your best.
Thank you, Master.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
My question is, in Monaco recently you have spoken about the need for the media to promote the message of vegetarianism. We've been seeing more press from print, broadcast to radio, such as the vegetarian segment covered in one of France's largest news programs. It's been discussed several times in the US Time and other major publications. So, Master, how much more do we still need to see in the major media to truly be making a big difference in the public's awareness of being vegetarian to save the planet? Thank you.
This should be done on a more frequent basis, you know, like daily reminder. As I mentioned in Monaco, they have to print a line every time they print out a newspaper or a magazine. They should print it on every page on the newspapers and magazines. Even one or two headlines daily, you know, even on film, on movies, advertising boards, TV, computer board, everywhere. This should be the topmost concerned topic. My God, we are short of time already. Please, everyone, wake up. The wealthy ones should spend money to advertise these headlines if the media don't do it. All the vegetarian and vegan should go all out to inform people and tell them the grave situation of our time due to meat diet and convince others to switch to vegetarianism. Yeah, I would call on all the vegetarian and vegan, don't just be a quiet vegetarian. Least of all, a closet vegetarian. You are the pioneers. the heroes, the world savior, come out and showcase your most needed shining example. Help in any way you can. Be an active vegetarian. The world needs you. We have all the information on the SupremeMasterTV.com for you to convince people that meat diet is bad and vegetarianism will save the world. Please do it. Print them all out. Give it to people. How much time does it take you? You carry some in your pocket. Just print it out on SupremeMasterTV.com. All the information about harmful meat diet and beneficial vegetarian lifestyle. Just print them out, put in your pocket, and wherever you go, just give it to people. It doesn't take time, not much money. Even if it does, please do sacrifice to save the planet if you still want to live here. And also to save the animals that you so much love, and to save our people who are not aware of the bad consequences of a meat diet. It's our duty to do that. All the vegetarian, all the vegan, all the fruitarian, breatharian, solarian, waterian out there, please do this. We cannot do it all alone. We can also save some people, but we cannot save all if we don't have your help. Please do help us to help everyone. Thank you so much. By the way, I also want to take this opportunity to congratulate and thank the new vegetarian club members. You do make a big difference, and that's why we gain many months.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Another encouraging trend we've been seeing is how many well-known public figures, whether in the entertainment industry, to sports, to government, have adopted the vegetarian way of life. They are also using their fame to call attention to the importance of going vegetarian. Master, could you explain the reason why it seems like these celebrities seem to be more accepting of the compassionate diet? Is it because of health or spiritual related, or information is more accessible to them? And how else can they help to bring this message across? Thank you.
First of all, is it because of health or spiritually related or information is more accessible to them that the celebrity people go all out to support vegetarian diet and adopted them? It's all of that. Because spiritually, our planet consciousness have also been elevated somewhat, and these people, they are thinking about their health. And also, they are more into internet information and all that. So all these factors contribute to this recent trend, like Clint Eastwood, Joaquin Phoenix, Alicia Silverstone, Fei Wong in China, Olympic star even Carl Lewis, tennis star Martina Navratilova, and athletes, etc., etc., bodybuilders, and even football player Lawrence Phillip. And political people, also longtime vegetarian and senator, presidential candidate Denis Kucinich. He's a really good man. He's very just and fair for international people, not just for the Americans. He's a staunch advocate for peace in Iraq, for example. For peace in the world, in any case. He's a peaceful guy. You're not surprised. He's a vegetarian. Long time. Long time vegan, even. And Elizabeth Cuccini, his wife. India, former environment minister Maneka Gandhi, the current mayor of New Delhi, Australia Senator Andrew Bartlett, etc., etc., etc. In the political arena, many people have turned to vegetarian diet or vegan diet. This is a very, very good sign. It's an auspicious omen for us. And now, the answer is that because these people are smart. They're very smart. You can tell by the way they talk. And the way they're thinking, you know, they express their own individual opinion. You know, they are very smart people. So smart people are often successful anyway. That's why they are successful. And you can know that because they are successful, that they are smart. And smart people, they choose a compassionate lifestyle, healthy lifestyle, as some British researcher has proved already. They're smart kids. They will turn to vegetarian by the time they reach 30-something. And these people, they have higher IQ than other people who did not turned to vegetarianism in the first third of their life. So they are very smart people. And we have this info on our TV and website anyway about the smart people, or they choose vegetarian diet. And they are on some level, they're spiritually mature. They choose vegetarianism out of their heartfelt love and compassion for the innocent cohabitant animals and wish to terminate their suffering and to live their life without blood on their hands. They know peace begins on our table. And they want to contribute to peace and foster love among all species. They could have everything, yet they only take what they need and what brings joy and friendship, not those that hurt and destroy. You must know that these are saints on earth in a mortal garb. The Buddha once mentioned that if a person is in a well-off or powerful position but choose a compassionate, charitable way of life, such as vegetarian diet, then we must know that there are saints incarnate. It's an honor and blessing to know such a one. And they are here to bless the world by their noble deeds, demeanor, and example. Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Hello, Master.
Hello. Come stai?
Molto bene. Thank you, Master.
Molto bene.
And you?
Good, good. Io molto bene.
Lei sta molto bene. Lei è molto bella.
Sì. Oh, grazie, grazie.
We've been seeing more religious and spiritual groups emphasizing the importance of green living in accordance of our role as a stewards of the planet, as mentioned in many holy scriptures, such as the Pope. He recently spoke on the urgency of climate change. Master, could you explain further the importance of the spiritual factor in halting global warming in comparison to the other factors, such as science or technology, that the general public is focusing on?
A true spiritual practice goes with compassion and love for all beings. This is the core of a sustainable world. If we have this, we will have peace, love, harmony, security, health, and clear-mindedness. Only then can we truly enjoy whatever comforts science and technology bring into our life. Just to rely on and focus on science and technology alone will not help us too much. Or maybe even if it helps, it's just temporarily and short-lived. True spiritual life brings us in direct contact with the creative force of the universe, which supports and sustains life. All things spring from this creative power, including scientific and technological inventions. Otherwise, we just water the leaves and not the root, if we rely only on science and technology. Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
You have recently stated in a video conference in Seattle, Washington, that if diligent efforts are made to spread the urgent news and the vegetarian solution, then we could reach the critical mass. Master, could you please elaborate on this exciting prospect, please?
I am meditating on it, and you should be praying for it. Who knows? Dreams might always come true. I do hope all people, groups, governments, media will join in this endeavor. But regardless whether or not we get help, we are still doing the practical actions worldwide. Seminars, TV flyers, public informative services, opening a chain of vegan restaurants, extra meditations, extra prayers, time, economizing to the max, even on sleep and foods, we do our best to minimize. And the result is up to heaven to see if the human race as a whole still merit divine grace, still merit this beautiful planet. It's not all up to Supreme Master Television and not all up to me. We can only do our best to inform people. And it's them that have to decide if they want to save their own lives or not.
Yes, Master. Thank you, Master.
By the way, I'm glad you are okay, despite the strong earthquake. 5.4 is a very strong one. It's not a middle scale, it's a strong one. It shook the building and shook a lot of things. But it's already minimized.
Thank you, Master.
A lot of people predicted that Los Angeles, you know, California, will sink into the sea many years ago and many times over and over. But you are still there. Congratulations.
Thank you, Master.
Not that their predictions are not correct or accurate. It's just we could change the fate. We could change our destiny if enough people support the virtuous life and if enough people have connection with God. Then the big disaster will become small and the small disaster will become zero. That's what it is.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. You look really good. Or maybe it's the light inside you that shines so well.
Yes. Thank you, Master.
All of you. And you're dressed up and all that, like you go in for Christmas party or something. I'm very honored that you show so much respect and love. You are shining inside out. I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased. You are working hard on it. You really progressed.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in next Friday for part 4 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Leading a Virtuous Lifestyle in Accord with the Law of Love. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace. Thank you.